Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Math Hands Finger. Figuring to Turn Your Hands into a High-Speed Calculator by Thomas E. Davies is a practical instructional book in the mental math and learning skills category. Published as part of the MemoMathics Supercharge Your Learning Skills series, it introduces a finger-based calculation system intended to make arithmetic faster, more visible, and less dependent on written work or electronic calculators. The book is presented for students, teachers, parents, and self-learners who want concrete methods for improving number sense and calculation fluency. Its central premise is that the hands can serve as natural mathematical manipulatives, giving learners a physical structure for holding numbers, tracking operations, and reducing working memory strain. Rather than treating finger use as a childish shortcut, Davies frames it as a disciplined technique that can support addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and broader mental math practice. The book stands within a tradition of speed math, visual learning, and memory-based arithmetic methods. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fingers as structured manipulatives rather than informal counting aids. The most distinctive idea in Math Hands is its reframing of fingers as a systematic calculation device. In many classrooms, finger counting is treated as a temporary stage that students should outgrow. Davies takes the opposite approach. The hands are always available, inherently ordered, and easy to coordinate with visual thinking. This makes them useful not only for early counting, but also for more controlled arithmetic procedures. The value of the method lies in giving learners an external structure that can be operated mentally and physically at the same time. When fingers represent quantities, positions, or intermediate values, they reduce the burden on short-term memory and allow attention to shift toward the logic of the operation. This approach also connects with the broader educational use of manipulatives, where physical objects help students see relationships that may be hidden in abstract notation. The book applies that idea to the most portable manipulative possible, the human hand. Its contribution is not the mere permission to use fingers, but the attempt to turn finger use into a repeatable, accurate, and speed-oriented system. Secondly, a step-by-step route from basic arithmetic to faster mental calculation, Math Hands is positioned as an applied manual rather than a theoretical mathematics text. Its purpose is to guide readers through procedures that support arithmetic operations, especially the operations most often associated with mental math practice: addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. The emphasis is on sequence. A learner must know what each finger configuration represents, how to change that configuration during an operation, and how to interpret the result without losing track of place value or intermediate steps. This procedural clarity matters because speed math methods often fail when they are presented as isolated tricks. Davies instead presents finger figuring as a system that can be practiced and extended. The book appears to be especially concerned with accuracy as well as speed, since finger-based methods can only be useful if they prevent errors rather than simply make calculation look impressive. For students, the benefit is a more embodied way of rehearsing arithmetic. For adults, the appeal is a compact alternative to paper calculation when estimating, checking answers, or building confidence with numbers. Thirdly, connection between mental math, visualization, and memory techniques, because the book belongs to the MemoMathics series. Its treatment of arithmetic is linked to memory training and visualization. The larger series presents learning as a combination of calculation skills, mental imagery, association, and recall strategies. In Math Hands, this matters because finger figuring depends on remembering procedures and seeing numerical relationships without always writing them down. A learner must hold partial results in mind, recognize patterns quickly, and move between physical finger positions and internal images of numbers. The book therefore fits within a tradition that treats mental math as a memory discipline as much as a computational one. This does not mean that memorization replaces understanding. Rather, well-organized memory can make understanding easier to apply under time pressure. For example, if a learner can recall a finger pattern automatically, less attention is spent on setup and more attention can be spent on the arithmetic itself. The practical implication is that calculation fluency is built through repeated coordination of body, image, and number, not through mechanical memorization alone. Fourthly, educational value for learners who need visible and tactile number sense. A major educational implication of Math Hands is its potential usefulness for learners who benefit from concrete representations. Abstract arithmetic notation can be difficult because it compresses several ideas at once: quantity, place value, operation, sequence, and result. A finger-based system separates some of those demands by giving the learner a visible or felt representation of the calculation process. This can help students who lose steps in their head, dislike conventional drills, or need an alternative entry point into number work. It may also be useful for teachers and parents who want a low-cost method that requires no special equipment. The book fits naturally with classroom discussions about manipulatives, but it moves beyond blocks or counters by using a tool that students always possess. Its value is strongest when it is used to reinforce number relationships rather than replace mathematical explanation. Finger figuring can make arithmetic more approachable, but it works best when paired with clear discussion of why the procedures produce valid answers. Lastly, strengths and limits of a specialized speed math method. The strength of math hands is also its limitation. It offers a specialized method with a specific learning curve. Readers looking for a general philosophy of mathematics education may find the book narrower than broader numeracy texts. Its focus is practical procedure, repeated practice, and confidence with calculation. That makes it useful for people who want a hands-on system, but less useful for readers who only want conceptual explanations of arithmetic. Any finger-based method also requires patience before it feels natural. At first, the physical steps may slow the learner down, especially if the system uses unfamiliar finger positions or requires careful tracking of intermediate values. Speed emerges only after the patterns become automatic. The realistic promise of the book is therefore not instant mastery but a different path to fluency. It stands apart from many mental math books because it relies on embodied calculation rather than purely verbal shortcuts or memorized tricks. Its best use is as a practice companion for learners willing to train a concrete technique until it becomes mentally efficient. In conclusion, Math Hands is best suited to students, home learners, educators, parents, and adult self-learners who want a practical alternative to standard written arithmetic practice. It will be most useful for readers who enjoy concrete systems and are willing to practice procedures until they become automatic. Students preparing for calculation-heavy schoolwork or exams may benefit from the added fluency and confidence, while teachers may find value in its low-cost manipulative approach. The intellectual benefit of the book is its challenge to the assumption that finger use is merely remedial. Davies treats the hands as an organized mathematical interface, linking body movement, visual representation, memory, and arithmetic procedure. Compared with many speed math books, Math Hands stands out because it does not rely only on clever shortcuts or isolated mental tricks. Its distinctive feature is the attempt to build a full calculation method around a tool that every learner already has. The book should not be read as a replacement for conceptual mathematics, written algorithms, or broader number theory. Its value is more specific. It offers a structured way to make arithmetic visible, repeatable, and portable. For readers interested in mental calculation, embodied learning, or practical numeracy tools, it occupies a clear and unusual place in the category. If you would like to support Thomas E. Davies, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.